أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجعلنا في الأرض رواسي أن تميد بهم وجعلنا فيها فجاجا سبلا لعلهم يهتدون وجعلنا السماء سقفا محفوظا وهم عن آياتها معرضون وهو الذي خلق الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر كل في فلك يسبحون صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 31 to 33 of Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the previous ayat spoke about the condition of the skies, which will mean from the clouds. Allah didn't send the rain. Allah started sending the rain, and thereafter Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala opened the pores of this earth, and from it we got the vegetations and the fruit and the food and whatever was required. Another great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, وَجَعَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِ. Allah Ta'ala speaks about this rawasi. Rawasi actually will refer to very heavy loads. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created in the earth its loads, in other words, the mountains. أَنْتَمِيدَ بِهِمْ, lest the earth would have shaken with its inhabitants. Allah Ta'ala had decided that this earth is going to revolve around its axis. That was all the decision of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from before. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created the earth, and to stabilize the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed these mountains. Now when we look at these mountains, we will see them on the one hand protruding. But then Allah ta'ala also refers to them as awtada, that they are pegged into this earth to stabilize this earth. And here again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the one hand shows his qudrat, his power. Allah Ta'ala shows His Ta'ala shows His kindness, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not want to create any form of inconvenience for the inhabitants on the earth. And then again Allah Ta'ala shows His power, that even if Allah so wills, Allah save us all, but Allah Ta'ala can create earthquakes even with these mountains in their places. All of this is the very great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا فِجَاجًا سُبُلًا. Then Allah ta'ala says that in it Allah ta'ala created wide roads. The mountains are created such that Allah ta'ala created valleys. If the mountains did not have mountain passes, if it did not have valleys, man would have never been able to travel from one side of the mountain to the other. So Allah Ta'ala created it as a stabilizer, but then Allah Ta'ala also thought about the travel of man to move from one place to the other. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created the mountain passes, Allah created the valleys, so that man could travel. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ. So that man may get his way around, so that man may find his way to go from one place to another. Again another qudrat of Allah. Human beings, we would have worried about stabilizing, but we would have never worried about the traveling. And this is again the very great qudrat of Allah. And then how well measured Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala measured everything, that shows the qudrat and the power and the ilm of Allah ta'ala. وَجَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ سَقْفًا مَحْفُوظًا. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created the skies. Saqfan actually refers to a roof. Mahfuza, something that is secure. Look at how Allah Ta'ala secured it without any pillars from falling, from cracking, from disintegrating. But again the power of Allah, when the day of Qiyamah comes, everything will burst asunder. And Allah Rabbul Izzat in this way calls us to recognize Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَهُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا مُعْرِضُونَ. Allah's complaint, man is averse to the signs of Allah. Man has turned away from the signs of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The kuffar, they have not brought iman. The believers have not strengthened the iman by recognizing these great signs of Allah. وهو الذي خلق الليل والنهار. Another way Allah Ta'ala brings it, that it is Allah Ta'ala that created the night and the day. And again, by the movement of this earth, we have the night and we have the day. We have the sunrise and we have the sunset. We have the light and we have the darkness. وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرِ. And Allah Ta'ala created the sun. Allah Ta'ala created the moon. Two different lights. The light of the day, the light of the moon. All of this is showing this Qudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. Look beyond the sun, look beyond the moon, and look at all the planets. And Allah says, each of it is in swimming in its orbit. And we discussed this in Surah Yasin also, that there is never an accident. How accurately Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created it. There was never a pilot project that had to be set out for to see if everything is working. Allah Ta'ala created, and on that very creation, everything is working according to the Qudrat and the plan of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdih. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.